Shalom, Esti Rosenberg, the head of Beit Medrash for Women in Migdal Oz.
And shalom to my mother, Dr. Tova Lichtenstein. 140 days to the war, which is more than 4 months. We started B'Simchat Torah, and we're now B'Purim Katan. Maybe it's good that we're only B'Purim Katan this year and not B'Purim Gadol yet. I feel that I need time to get used to the idea of having Purim, celebrating Purim. On one hand, Purim can be very tough because you have to be happy and we're not always happy. On the other hand, Purim can give us a lot of strength because there's a lot of similar things between the situation. Maybe Purim is an option for Nahafochu. And we wanted to discuss a bit the, if I can say, the religious perspective of the war. What's happening to us as Uvdei Hashem? How do we act religiously? Because it's always, we live in one level, regular level of day-to-day life and worries and things that, how does the war as regular reality? There's always a deeper level of us, of people that are Uvdei Hashem, how do we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these days? I wanted to ask, to discuss that a bit.
I find the question difficult. I'll tell you why I found the question difficult. How do we relate to a Kaddish Baruch Hu in these days is a question of really how do we relate to Kaddish Baruch Hu all the time? How do we relate to him when things we think are good for us? How do we relate to him when we have a crisis? How do we relate to him in a time of war? And so I think I would like to go back and talk a little bit about when people talk about faith and war, how do they go together? How do faith and war go together? I remember, I think it was when we spoke last time, I said, milchama and mitzvah. This was a milchamit mitzvah. And milchama and mitzvah seem that they don't go together, but they do go together. And so I think what's happening here now, we are in a milchamit mitzvah. When one is in a milchamit mitzvah, I think one's relationship to the war is different. It's different than if you, as in the Second World War, the Jews had no part of it. They had no, they were the victims. And I think this is a very different kind of a situation. So on the one hand, I think one has to be thankful to God. Very thankful to God. Not that we have the war, and I'll talk about that later, why I think we have the war, but we have to be thankful to God that he's given us the ability to have a state, to have soldiers, to have an army, to protect ourselves from those that want to destroy us. And so I think that's what we have to think about, one. Two, I think the way to relate to it is by tefillah, as always. Tefillah always is what is the way we relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the way we talk to him. That's the way we praise him. That's the way we ask him. That's the way we cry at our problems and at our tzarot. And I think that would be what I give you as my initial answer.
I think it's deeper than that. I think tefillah and as an Ovedet Hashem, when things happen in reality, I directly connect them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to his Hashgacha, to the way he runs the world. And when I think about those questions, I'm trying to understand or relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, what are you talking to us? What are you saying to us? The Torah is full of Sachar ve'onesh. Parashat Ki Tavo, Aklalot ve'abrachot. If you behave like this, this will happen. And now, if I go back, okay, to the maybe largest historical, biggest historical event in the Ulay Meaz HaChurban, the Shoah, the Holocaust, and I ask myself, there are also questions like, Kadosh Baruch Hu was talking to us through the Shoah. He was be'ester panim. Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishing us? Is this a punishment? Is this a hester panim? Is this not mixing in and the Hamas is doing whatever they want and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mixing in? The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchot Ha'aniyot says that if it's tzara ba'a latzibur and you say to yourself, davar ze miderech ha'olamu, v'tzara zo nikro nikret. No, tzara is a push to tshuva. Now on one hand, I will never ever say this is a punishment because we did so and so. But I do believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects to, mitgale in reality. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. Is he talking to us and screaming and I don't understand what he's saying? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching what's happening and he's not mixing in? But even that, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mixing, something is still happening, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letting the Hamas and us to fight each other. When so many soldiers, so much suffer in the world, so many soldiers are killed, so many widows, orphans, it couldn't be that it's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I ask myself, how can I can daven and stop it, but we're davening and it's not stopping. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can I help HaKadosh? What does he want?
Esti, I think what you said at the end was we're going to daven and say, God, stop the war and he'll stop it. I think when you daven, it's not so simple. You don't say, God, stop it, and he stops it. I think this war, I think we brought it upon ourselves. This war is Maaseh Yedei Adam and not Maaseh Yedei Hashem. I think that the government, the army, Amman, all of Am Yisrael, we wanted to live a safe life. And we were convinced that if we had a fence and if we had an army, if we had this, then we were safe. And we didn't listen to, we didn't see what was there. We didn't listen to intelligence said. We heard things and we didn't listen to them. And I think this war came upon us because of, I wouldn't say chataenu, but I would say our
behavior.
Our behavior. In Hebrew, what I'd say, rashlanut and mechdal. We made a big mistake, but the mistake came because we weren't careful. We weren't thinking intelligently. We weren't seeing the world the way it is with clear eyes, but we wanted to live in peace. And we made a decision that whatever we see, it's nothing. We'll live in peace with them, and then everything will be fine. And then we'll go on tours, and we'll rich, and we'll go to Europe, and we'll be very good. We wanted to live the good life and be like everybody else. We forgot that milchama ve'amalek dua, that we have to be very careful. We forgot that Eretz Yisrael is a matana that God gave us, and you're right. God is God punishes us. And I think, of course, we're being punished now. We're being punished now. But we brought it upon ourselves in some way. And you know, when it's been a very rainy winter, very rainy winter. And in Havahayim Shemo, and it says, Natava, Natan Aretz and Matar. And I always think, oh, maybe this is a sign that God loves us. When there's rain in Eretz Yisrael, then God loves us. And I keep looking for some sign of the rain. I say, oh, rain, rain, that means God loves us. And then I go speak to Rabbanim that know a lot more than I do, and some of them are my sons. And I tell them, isn't it right? This is a good sign. And having modesty, because in order to be a real Talmud Chacham, you have to be modest. They say, it's Gishmei Bracha. So I say, fine, so let's have a little Gishmei Bracha. But I think that's, and I coming from where I come from, don't talk to God. I don't talk to God. I pray to God. I don't talk to him. I pray to him. I don't think, what is God saying to me? I really never do. I was not brought up that way. I think to myself, something is bad, something is wrong. What can I do to do tshuva? It says, what does it say? That echad mechabura, mechakol chabura, should be mefashbet b'masav. I think that's what I think one has to do. I have a different vocabulary than you do, Esti. Maybe it's a vocabulary.
No, I think the same thing. I think we have to be mefashbet b'masav.
But
I think a lot of people are walking around and asking themselves, feeling maybe, there's a wonderful midrash, midrash Rabba, Echa, v'gam b'Yeshayahu, on the words, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Beautiful midrash. And in the midrash, Knesset Israel, after Churban HaBayit, doesn't want to get Nachama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't want to be comforted. They don't want to be comforted by the Nevi'im. They want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and comfort them. And all of the Nevi'im come and they say, Nachamu Nachamu Amu, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, and they say, no, Aniya Suara Lo Nochama, we're not going to get comfort from the Nevi'im. Lo Me. אברהם, יצחק, יעקב, משה, only from הקדוש ברוך הוא. Then הקדוש ברוך הוא comes to כנסת ישראל, and the words of the Midrash, and הקדוש ברוך הוא refers to עם ישראל, and he says, ביתי, כל כעס זה למה? My daughter, why are you so angry? And the phrase that the Midrash is willing, the phrase that maybe Knesset Israel, after suffering the Churban, was angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They felt, that's the word of the Midrash, kol ka ze lama. And is that something that can be in your vocabulary, that someone sees so much suffering and feels anger or feels that we're trying our best in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not only that, we're angry at him, but he's angry at us. Don't you have those questions that you say to yourself? It's not your vocabulary. I also think שבסוף צריך לחזור בתשובה. But I do ask myself questions like, what do we do wrong? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us? Why are so many beautiful, wonderful soldiers dying? כמו ספר איוב, there's a question. The answer could be, I don't understand anything, כי לא מחשבותיי מחשבותיכם, ולא דרככם דרכיי, כי גבוה השמיים הארץ גבו דרכיי מדרככם, which in a free translation means, you don't understand anything. But I think, but I do ask myself those questions.
I suggest you ask the questions, but I don't know if one can ever find the answers. You know, my father and your grandfather, the Rav, he always used to say, don't ask why, say, what do you do about it? And I think one cannot, you know, of course, the pain of losing the soldiers, the pain of every one of those young men, the pain that you have when every one of those young men were not only precious to their families, but many, 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 many of them, all of them, would have made real contributions. This one was an artist, and this one was a musician, and this one was in agriculture, and this one was a brilliant teacher, and this one, what did Yeshayahu say? You quoted Yeshayahu, Lo drachai dakech, Lo drachai dakech. I don't know, Esti. I don't ask. I just cry.
I agree. I'm just saying that the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel that the past 4 months, in one hand, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you become closer because we dive in so much. We dive in so much, so it became closer, but it was also challenged. And it is also a challenge of understanding again that when we be, and I agree we brought it on ourselves, but I really would pray to Hashem that he should mix in and be on our side more than a Hamas's side. And
absolutely.
Absolutely. And it is a painful experience of Emunah. I think we're going to grow from it. But I did want to discuss it because I feel that a lot of people find it challenging. And I want to tell you a story. Maybe share us a story about your sister when her son was murdered by the Mechablim in Har Nof.
I'd be very happy to tell that story. My sister, Dr. Atara Twersky, Aleh HaShalom, had a son, Rabbi Moshe Twersky, who lived in Har Nof. He was a spiritual person, he was a real Talmud Chochem, and he was a wonderful Rebbe to his Talmidim. He went to the Vasikin, he always went to Davin Vasikin. He went to the Vasikin Minyan in Har Nof, and he was murdered by a terrorist that came in with a hatchet. And I was always afraid. I never know whether he hatcheted him or how exactly he was killed. But he came in with a hatchet and he was killed. And my sister came here for the funeral and to sit Shiva. And a woman came in and said to her, oh, Mrs. Twersky, I've lost my faith that such a fine person and Talmud Chochem could be killed. My sister sat up straight as anything, looked that woman right in the face and said to her, my son was killed because there is evil in the world. And that is not a reason for you to lose your faith. There is evil, and evil was the cause of his death. And if you read in Ish Halacha, that was written by the Rav, he writes that when God created the world, he left tohu vavohu. The tohu vavohu was left for man so that he himself could become creative. and to take this tohu vavohu and create from that cities and science and learning and music and drama. But you can also go into that tohu vavohu and leave it as it is, as evil, and you can continue with that evil. And that's what's going on today, I think. The tohu vavohu of the evil is what's happening.
Probably,
and man has a b'chira chafshit, either to go to making the tohu vavohu yitzirati creative, or making the tohu vavohu evil.
It's probably easier for us to want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to fix up the tohu vavohu and to take responsibility on fixing up the tohu vavohu. But it's also, I agree that it's also different religious languages of wanting, of maybe, as I tell my students that I think it's so much easier to be 57 in the war than to be 20, because I have a longer perspective of evil in the world, and I coped with evil already, or sorrow, or pain, or suffering, and also I have a much longer relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I have so much more strength to cope with the situation, and even where Kadosh Baruch Hu is and how he is and which responsibility I have to take, and understanding that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has sometimes rak chesed and everything is so wonderful and you thank Hashem for hakol, and sometimes you feel suffering and you really look up klapei Shemai and you say to Hashem, this is so hard for us, and they're young and it's so hard for them because they still don't have such a based relationship with Hashem, and they don't have a perspective of meeting a Kadosh Baruch Hu in so many different ways. And probably your perspective is even is you have so many more years than I do, so probably
not that many.
But even though I think that it makes it, I think understanding that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but people do relate to a Kadosh Baruch Hu when they see bad things happening, and it's a journey of understanding what we don't understand and what we understand. And I do accept that there are moments that we are angry or feel anger klepei what's happening. And do I want to relate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or do I want to relate it to man? That's a question we're never going to solve. But maybe you mentioned tefillah before. Maybe we can talk about tefillah as trying to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mix in and to save us from ourselves, from the Hamas, from...
Can I go back a
yes.
little bit?
Yes, you
can
do whatever you want.
Can I go back a little bit?
Yes.
I want to remind you at the time of the Ufruf of your husband, Herzl, I was there, and your mother-in-law, Leah Shalom, had a cousin. What's his name?
Yitzhak Berkovich.
And so... Esti's mother-in-law, who we all used to call Safta Leia, she was the Safta of the whole extended family, and Yitzhak Berkowitz were both in Auschwitz. And he came out of Auschwitz irreligious, and she came out of Auschwitz
more religious.
That's right. And then he said to her, and every time they met, they would argue about why she is still religious. He would come and say to you, why are you still religious? It was the first time I'd ever seen this because I came to the offer. She turns around to him and says to him, how can you not be religious? That's the only answer, is to be dati. I have to be dati. That's the answer. And then she said to him, you know, an angel was with me in Auschwitz and he saved me. Who sent the angel? And so it's an old, old question that I think people have been coping with. I think not only since the Shoah, but the Jews have had other terrible things.
Sefer Yov.
That's right, Sefer Yov. Uh-huh. And so I think what's good about my age, you're 57, you've been through it. I'm older than you, as you say. My answer is, yeah, that's life. And you have to accept it, and you can cry, and you can be sorry, and you can mourn, and you can live, and you can go on, and you can help, and you can build, and you do all those things at the same time. And that's what we have to do now.
Can you also be angry?
I think if you're a good friend of God, you can be angry. And I'll remind you about your grandfather. And I think only Esti's grandfather became blind at the age of 79. And one day he said to me in Hebrew, because we spoke Hebrew, and I'll translate it. He said, "Hare at yodat biti yesh li din Torah im HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He said, "You know, my daughter," he used to call me my daughter, "I have a din Torah. I have a court case against God. Why did he make me blind?" And I thought to myself, only a Jew who was truly, truly religious can fight for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're good friends. But if you come fighting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as an enemy, that it makes that doesn't do anything for your faith, makes you an angry person, and does not fill you with any kind of answer or any kind of satisfaction. But if you come as a friend and you say, "This shouldn't be, I'm angry," then you can have a discussion. What's the discussion? "God, I'm angry." And then you daven, and then you use the words. And then after you finished yelling, you know, it's when your kid does something wrong, first you yell at him and then you kiss him. So after you finish getting angry at the Kodesh Baruch, you go daven mincha. And that's how a Jew handles his anger. Of course he can be angry.
And yet, Esty, I think anger covers other feelings. And anger is a very complicated thing. And I think basically a Jew is angry not at God, but at what happened to him. Because there's a whole concept of Tziduk Hadin. And Tziduk Hadin says, "Hatzur tamim polo, ki kol drachav mishpat, el emunah ve'en avel tzadik ve'yashalo." A faithful God who does no wrong, righteousness and fear is he. And I think that is really what a Jew believes. And so anger covers maybe angry that it happened to you, maybe angry that you did things that caused God to do what he did. But I think for a Jew, there's always, always Tziduk Hadin. And Tziduk Hadin is a very basic and a concept that we have always accepted that, and whatever God does is just.
After the Yom Kippur War, there also were a lot of questions, and my father, Rav Lichtenstein, was asked to address educators about the question, how can questions of emunah that students had, as I mentioned before, I think the younger you are, the bigger the questions are, and he was asked to address questions. And it was a lecture that he gave to educators. It was then published. And he discussed that there could be two types of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and he will give us good. He says sometimes people really expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do good things for them. That when we say, "Bitachon, afilu cherev chadam munachat al tzavaro shel adam, al yiterash min harachamim," means anything can happen always. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can always save us, okay? We can, don't think that you're not going to be saved in the last moment, and you really expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a miracle. And he says that's the bitachon of emunah, that you believe that Hashem would do good things because he's good. And he really phrases it that you expect of Hashem to do good things for you. And he says that sometimes it doesn't work like that. Even though we expect Hashem, being boteach b'Hashem doesn't mean that he's going to do us good things. It could sometimes mean that we just boteach b'Him because he's Hashem, even if things will not be good. And he says it's not about expecting from Hashem, but it's expecting to Hashem. We want to be connected to Hashem, even if things in reality are not as we wanted them to be. And what I find beautiful, that he relates to two Pirkei Tehillim. One of them is Shir HaMalot that we say so much in these days in Israel, probably in America too, all over the world. Shir HaMalot Esayin Ha'el Ha'ari, Ma'ayin Yavo Izri, Izri Mim Hashem Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. And he says it's a mizmor that you really expected Hashem should save my son. Hashem Yishmor Tzedcha Uvoecha Matav Odolam. I really expect from Hashem that good things will happen to me. But he says there's another option of another mizmor that we don't say so much. Also one of the Shirei HaMalot, Shir HaMalot LaDavid, Hashem Lo Gava Libi, Velo Ramu Enai, Velo Ilachti Begdolot Veniflot Mimeni, which means I'm very modest. I don't understand anything, Hashem. I don't expect to understand. And the Pasuk there says, "Kagamul alei imo, kagamul alei nafshi." Gamul, like we know that Hashem, Yitzchak nigmal, vayi biyom yigamelet Yitzchak. Gamul is a baby that doesn't nurse anymore. He's gamul. He doesn't nurse anymore. And his mother has no milk to give him. But even though in that Mizmor Tehillim, what we ask from Hashem, after we say Hashem, we don't understand anything, lo ilachti begdulot beniflot mimeni, we ask Hashem to be like a child that's not nursing anymore, but his mother is picking him up. So as you mentioned before, you can be angry at your son, but you kiss him in the same time. I think sometimes when we punish our children and we send them to the room in the middle of a Shabbos meal because they're not behaving as they are, and they become hysterical and they're crying and crying and crying, there's only one way to get out of the situation. And that way is that the mother who punished the child will pick him up again and calm him down, and then we can start talking about the situation. In that moment, I think, is what we said about the anger, that the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not only feeling that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can do us good, but my father says, dear, we don't expect from, we don't, in Hebrew it works nicely, that we don't, sometimes we expect that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can stand on our side, shuyamod limineinu. But sometimes he says we have to stand on the side of Hashem and being accepting of everything that happens in the world. And I think that what we are going through in this war, and I agree with you, I agree with you, not for the first time. This happened years ago for Am Yisrael, for generations and generations. And it happens to us as a nation, it happens to us as personal people, that sometimes it doesn't work as we wanted, and we're angry or we don't understand and we cry. But I think that we also, Hashem is the, he also give us the comfort. He doesn't only, if we stand in everything in life is nochach pnei Hashem. So sometimes it's shefa and sometimes it's hard and sometimes we're angry and sometimes we cry, but we can only expect Hashem to being, to do what we want him to do. And you don't even ask the question, but I fearing that a lot of people have an assumption that Hashem should help us, and then they're surprised when it doesn't happen, and now they have to understand that it doesn't work like this. And you're so, you have so much connect, I don't know, connection to Hashem, or an age perspective that you don't even ask the question. But I wanted to answer the question for whoever feels the angry or feels the difficultness.
Esti, I want to tell you that what happens nowadays is that people meet each other and they say, how are you? And one says to the other, Baruch Hashem. And I think to myself, we've learned, because it says you can only be, and what happens is we have become able to say Baruch Hashem all for the Tov and for the Ra. And when you could say Baruch Hashem for the Ra, you are very close to God.
I think we end with tefillot that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tov, nevarech al ha'tova, ve'nevarech, shenizkeh levarech harbeh al ha'tova. וגם על הרעה.
אמן, אמן.